Yeah, what's up? Welcome to Kind of Funny First Impressions for a game called Toonchi. I'm one of your hosts, Blessing Adeoye Jr. Joining me is Barrett Courtney.
Bless, I didn't know Lil Wayne made a game. What's his game about?
Oh man, you know, this game is about a million things, Barrett. Mm. A million things. You know what I mean, Barrett?
Hold on, really quick. Is like, are we sure it's actually pronounced Toonchi? Because it's not spelled the way that Lil Wayne, like, when he says it, it's spelled differently.
Yeah, no, Lil Wayne spells Toonchi with an I at the end, and I think there's an E in the middle somewhere.
Yeah.
And yeah, this game is Toonchi, Toonchi. It's a game that I've not heard about until literally I got the PR email earlier in the week.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that this first impressions has come together is pretty interesting, because Greg essentially hit me up after PS Love You XOXO this last Monday, hit me up and was like, hey, I got this email from these devs and they have this game coming up called Toonchi. He sent me the Steam link to it. I checked it out and I was like, this looks kind of cool. I guess it'd be cool to do a first impressions of it. And so Greg got me in contact with the developers. This is a preview build we're taking a look at. This game doesn't come out until spring 2021.
Whoa. So we're getting a really early first impressions of this. That's cool.
Yeah. Now, first impression.
Really quick. The scroll in the bottom right here. Is that a Hat in Time?
It looks like her, doesn't it?
Right. Is this the same developer?
Maybe. I don't think it's the same developer.
I'm gonna look it up.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, right? Like, Toonchi is developed by Leap Game Studios, published by Hype Train Digital. And I believe you can play all these characters that are sitting around, you can pick and play as any of these characters.
Oh, that's cool. The devs for A Hat in Time is Gears for Breakfast.
Okay, so it just looks very similar to her.
Yeah, yeah. So tell me about this game, Bless.
So this is going to be a fun one because I've only played maybe 2 minutes. I started playing it earlier today just to get prepared for the first impressions. And once I got into it, I was like, this is going to be a fun one if you go in blind.
Yeah.
Because I want to discover this with you, Barrett.
Yeah, her name is Hat Kid. That's got to be like a direct reference. I'm just saying.
I mean, what was the character's name in Hat in Time?
I don't know. I never played it.
Oh, look at that anime. Look at that dance.
Really quick, for those who might be listening, the art style is very, very pretty. And I like the kind of like the work with like focus that they have going on with like the characters like up front and like in the background, like how they play with that. It's really cool. It's really pretty.
So, of course, this is Kind of Funny First Impressions. Each episode, we join you to talk about the cool and exciting games that we're able to get our hands on. If you like that, you can find it right here on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and on podcast services around the globe. Toonchi, the way that it is described on the Steam page, they write it down like this. Toonchi is a charming, hand-drawn beat-em-up hack-and-slash game with roguelike elements, co-op, and a pinch of shaman witchcraft. Choose one of the five characters, master their skill sets and ultimate abilities, defeat epic bosses, and unravel the secrets of the mysterious Amazonian jungle. The game is centered around high-risk, high-reward combat and features a stylish grade system. Choose a hero that suits your playstyle the most and begin your journey through four different worlds, each filled with unique enemies. They go on to talk about exploring the breathtaking hand-drawn world of the Amazonian forest, which you were pointing out. The art style here is pretty cool. Gain experience and upgrade characters. Use a vast arsenal of fighting moves and magical arts to defeat your foes, etc., etc. So let's get into this thing. I believe you start the run by actually talking to Kauri here. They're asking, are you ready to enter the jungle, young one? Yes, I am.
So what's the story? Have you played the first 2 minutes? What's the story with like all of these people hanging out in the Amazon? What's going on there?
I don't know, man.
They're just all hanging out. They're just all friends. They just happen to be hanging out here.
Yeah, going on a little adventure. I assume in the full game there might be some more context to why they're just chilling.
What the hell are these things? Just like, they're like circular penguins, Blessing. Are they frogs?
They're like frogs. Yeah, they're making frog sounds.
Oh, I don't like that. I don't like that. Oh God, there's a big one in screen. Okay, this one like definitely. These look like toads.
Yeah, no, these are definitely toad creatures. I do like that there seems to be a combo system where you can get critical hits and you see the numbers popping on enemies and stuff.
Absolutely. Like how does the combat feel?
Right now, I'm playing with an Xbox Series X controller and I'm using X, right, for like my light attack. Mm-hmm. Right trigger is the uppercut attack, and I'm sure I can do air combos like that.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
and then Y is magic.
Okay.
And honestly, like, for an early build, I dig it.
Nice. It looks a little like it's pretty solid. And of course, just to peel behind the curtains here, you're streaming this to me through Discord while capturing your own gameplay at your place. And it, like, the at least on my end, it looks like the battle system's a little slow, maybe a little methodical.
And I don't want to oversell it, but it almost feels Hades-ish, where it's like,
interesting,
you are, you know, hacking and slashing at these enemies, and the more enemies that you can like capture in one attack or one combo, the better. Right now, you have like this upgrade here called Vital Explorer that says regain a small amount of hit points and mana points every time you enter a new room.
So as someone who, the only like roguelike, I don't know the difference, and I don't care if you explain it to me. I will literally zone out.
I'll explain it to you right now. Roguelike, it's a very easy difference. Roguelike, your progression doesn't carry over between runs. Roguelites, your progression does carry over between runs, like light progression. And so Hades is a roguelite, not a roguelike. Though people will call it roguelike because people conflate the two all the time. But technically, yeah, Hades is a roguelite. And I assume this is probably going to be more of a roguelite if you end up upgrading stuff long term.
Sorry, I zoned out there. Anyway, that right there, like, you picked up like a, I imagine that won't carry over into your next run of like picking up that a little ability. That is definitely like very reminiscent of Hades in my small venture into roguelike, whatever you want to call them, they're the same thing.
And if you want to look at this right here, right?
You got different rooms. Options
for how to continue, right? And this one looks like it's gonna better my XP. I have no idea what this one does.
I assume that's like a shop, maybe.
Oh yeah, that might be a shop.
Like someone like carrying like a bag and stuff.
Looks like kids when they're about to run away from home and they got like the stick with the bag attached to it.
It's like when Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes decided he was going to run away to the Yukon. You remember that blessing?
That's a deep cut. No, I was a casual reader of Calvin and Hobbes back in the day.
Calvin Hobbes was like I still have the collection from my childhood, but yeah, we have the collections of Calvin Hobbes, and that was my go-to thing to read when I was grounded all the time when I couldn't play.
I am taking damage.
Yeah, you are. You're getting fucked up.
Some Hades. Oh my god, it's hard to talk and play this game for the first time at the same time. Yeah. I'm getting crucified.
And these monkeys are coming out, throwing shit at you.
Right, I need to use my magic.
Oh, they're throwing poop at you, I think. Oh no, that's not good.
Oh no. That's what happens in the Amazonian Forest.
There's some poopy boys. These frogs or whatever. Oh, dude, rest in peace. Damn. There you go.
Room number two. I've never died this early in a roguelite before.
Or is it a roguelike? Who knows?
Hold on tight, I'll teleport you back to camp. Cool. So that's how they tie it together, is she saves you at the last moment.
Yeah.
All right, let's try this again. Let me do a different character, though. She got a spear. She has a spear.
Okay, cool.
I like this. And she has some combos. But yeah, no, like this game. So it wasn't until I played the first 2 minutes where I realized that this game is a roguelite. It's a beat 'em up roguelite. And that is all I want in my life, right? Like, and especially coming off of Hades.
And especially like after your tweet where you're like, the roguelite is the perfect genre of games.
Yeah, like I absolutely adore trying out new roguelites because there's something about that gameplay loop that is intoxicating. Like it is addicting. You kind of want to go back into it and keep on going. And I really like what they're going for here as far as art style. And so as soon as I saw those elements, I was like, okay, no, let's go into this first impressions blind.
Yeah,
because I want to experience this with
Garrett. Definitely a really cute art style and very pretty. It's got a just like a nice simple vibe to it. That even though like the kind of daunting and stressful feel that I usually get while playing like a roguelite, like this kind of seems like it would help balance that of like, ah man, like I died again. But you know what? Everything here is so cute and weird. Like, look at these frogs.
I got like a snake gun.
Whoa.
And also B on the Xbox controller is how you dodge.
Okay.
How you dash, which I'm just learning. That probably would have helped me a lot last time around.
Yeah. I'm so convinced.
Oh, so
I
ran out of magic. Good to know. Yeah. You get magic by meleeing.
Oh yeah, I see that meter piling back up.
And it looks like air combos might be the name of the game.
It's like Spider-Man. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like Spider-Man Miles Morales. Yeah, you want to get them in the air so you can do some damage. And so, yeah, cleared the enemies. Plants, flowers grew across the land.
Okay.
And so then I got
the
my
point. Like, you're trying to, like, grow
restore
flowers?
Or life to the world. I don't know.
Life seems to be existing, though. I want to see what
the guy with the
What's this kid with the bag going on here?
I really do want to know what that is. So let's find this out.
So yeah, Calvin and Hobbes was the thing that I would read. Like the collections I had would be the things that I would read whenever I was grounded and wasn't allowed to watch TV. So I reread Calvin and Hobbes a lot.
It's these monkeys, man.
Yeah, these monkeys are fucking you up. Can you even attack them? They seem to pop in and out pretty quickly.
I have to like focus them. I think. Yeah. Well, they pop in and then they see me coming.
Yeah. It's not like Persona where they never see you coming.
Well, I will say it is kind of hard to get bearings. Like in terms of, there's more also of them. In terms of like when an enemy is next to me or not.
Holy crap. Oh, you got one of them. This other toad is freaking me out. Only shit. Because he spawned by himself.
Color.
Yeah. He spawned by himself, which led me to believe that he was going to be like a tougher one. Now there's all these little dudes. Get that monkey. Ugh. No, God. What is that thing?
What? I don't know.
Oh, I don't like that. That was like a boar that like explodes on impact. Okay.
Oh my God, this monkey.
Dude, your rating for this room is going down and down and down.
I don't think it was the room.
I don't think it was the room. It's like the, what is it?
Oh,
the
it's
combo?
The combat or the combo. Yeah. This game has like a Devil May Cry combo counter, which I think is.
So is there also to pull the curtain back? Is there voice acting for this game?
I mean, no.
At
the very least, not.
Because I
want
to voice this. Wow, that was awesome. You definitely taught those pesky things a lesson or two. That's how this dude sounds in my mind. Because look at his fucking soul patch.
He looks like the kid from Recess, but like grown, but more douchebaggy.
Which kid from Recess?
Like the main kid. Like the kid, like Actually.
Oh, the kid that I dress up as? No.
That kid. But like if you combined him with like.
Nah, dude, this kid.
If you combine the kids next door number one with the kid from Recess, that's what this kid is, Murado.
Okay, he looks like a Code Lyoko character for me.
I can see that too.
Shout out to Code Lyoko.
I miss Code Lyoko.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I did, dude. I watched hella Code Lyoko.
Where they go from like 2D and then when they would go into the like digitized world and then be all 3D and shit.
And
it was
3D,
innovative.
The 3D animation was terrible, but as a kid, you didn't know. You're just like, oh, this is video games. It's cool. It looks like, so I assume the icon with the guy with the bag traveling, I think might be like somebody you can save to get back to camp because he's talking about, well, I think I'll go back to camp now. I got everything I needed. Take care. So I think
I wonder
we might
if he's
have
like an unlockable character or something.
Oh, that'd be cool. Don't worry about me. I'll see you later. Okay, so that's all we can get.
Or maybe
from him.
Like. Since you saved him, like you can buy things from him at the camp.
Ooh, maybe. Yeah, if he's like a recurring character at the camp.
Yeah.
All right, so we got this snake book. Those arrows look strangely familiar, but it couldn't be him, or could it?
Who's him? Uh-oh. So like a main villain? Oh, whoa. We're going into like specific character stories here.
Can you see my mouse cursor, by the way? I can get that up.
No, I don't see it.
Oh, you don't?
No.
They might see it on my on the OBS, and so I apologize to everybody who saw the mouse cursor for half the video.
God damn it, Bliss. First impressions is a disaster.
It's throw it out.
Well, this is cool.
Yeah, it's like
adding like
a
personal, like the comic book feel, but like also adding with all these different characters you can play as. I assume that you're gonna get these kind of like mini stories every time you play as a different character, which is really cool.
Yeah, talking to Uru, really, those are the deadliest, right? And Nara's like, no, those are the cutest. But never mind that. What are you doing here?
So this is her brother, right? God damn it, there's a fucking fly in here. Always a
I was being chased by one of those frogs. That thing was relentless. I meant here in the jungle, silly. I could like read storybooks for a living, you know, do like voiceover.
I'd listen to that.
Oh, right. I was actually looking for you.
Never mind.
I kind of followed you when you ran away from the village to, huh? I wasn't running away. This is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's cute. Oh my God, there's more of it.
All right, I'm going to start speeding through these. How can I know that? But come to think of it, I couldn't have stopped you even if I wanted to.
The character Blessing is playing as is catching up with her brother.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
seems like it. Yeah. I want that bow and arrow that he has.
Yeah, I wonder if he becomes an unlockable character.
What about Father? What about him? The thing is, I actually came to warn you about that. He's coming to get you, like right now. You knew he never liked you going after Tunchi. He said, oh, okay, Tunchi. So we're about to learn some about Tunchi. I really hope that Tunchi is Lil Wayne.
Oh, fuck, that would be
imagine
great.
That reveal.
Can you imagine Lil Wayne in this art style?
Yes.
One of the talented best friends out there. Can y'all draw Lil Wayne in this art style? Because I need it. I need it. Wayne.
You have it. You know what this reminds me of? Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker. But like not as like.
I don't get cool. That comparison.
Oh, yeah. Peace Walker had like the comic book cutscenes, or like I guess they're like more manga-ish cutscenes, or manga.
God, you're such a non-weeb. Which I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult at that point. The way
Thank
I
you,
said
man,
it,
I appreciate it. All right, so I went to this coin-looking thing, which I think might be a store.
I just imagine you'll get like money.
I'm about to get fucked up. That's what I'm about to get. I can tell.
Yeah, holy shit. You got a lot of enemies going on here. That's kind of cool.
They're like, not holding back.
It was getting... I just to be clear there, we wanted to skip through that just because it's not gameplay-centric. First impression, all about showing that gameplay. Yeah. I'm sure like if we were like naturally sitting down and like reading those, I'd be really into it. Because like even just like the idea of like that, the character you're playing as, like chapter one, all that stuff, like that's really cool. To get these like personalized stories for, I assume, each of the characters that you're going to be playing as throughout the game.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if the hat girl that you're originally playing as, it is revealed that is actually the girl from A Hat in Time.
It's like a crossover?
Yeah. That'd be cool.
I would be shocked because it's a different developer, but that'd be really cool.
It would be, yeah. I don't know. It's just so weird. Like, she is so... She looks exactly like her. There's no way that's like just a... mistake. All right,
so I just got a bunch of currency. Look like
hell yeah.
Oh, now there I got three choices. I can save a dude, get an experience, or get another coin or tomato. I can't tell what that is. I assume it's a coin because of the shiny. I'm gonna go after the person.
Yeah, do it.
And I know you can't hear the music, Barrett, but I will say music pretty cool. Oh.
Yeah, I'm excited to listen to it.
It's like jungly, but like it builds. Yeah.
It does seem like you do have a health potion equipped as well.
Oh shoot, do I?
Try L3.
Oh, Barrett, you genius!
Hell yeah! Look at me, I'm a pro gamer, y'all. Y'all don't know this about me, but all I do is pro gaming.
Oh my God, the frogs only get bigger. Oh my, did you see the fucking...
Dude, he like came for you. He had your
beeline.
Fucking number, man.
I thought I sidestepped and he straight up just turned.
Yeah, holy shit.
Oh shit, I'm turning the wrong way.
Uh-oh. 3% health. It's not looking good for Bless. He's just gotta dodge. He's gotta dodge that poop and not get hit by these frogs.
Oh shit, I dodged right into the poop.
Yep. Rest in peace.
So I wonder, I'm curious to see if there's
a way
to upgrade the comp. Ooh, a bird.
Oh, yeah, a little bird friend.
I wonder if there's a way to upgrade combat. Because, like, right now, it feels like... Because if you look at the controls, right, you have your basic attack, magic attack, and then on the trigger, your launcher attack. And then you can roll and jump. Oh, you have a special attack. That's interesting. Ooh. I need to use that. But it doesn't seem like I have like a lot of like variation in terms of the combos, which makes me wonder if you can upgrade that, because they have the combo meter. They have like the they're counting up. They're doing all like the pop-ups, which makes me think you have to be able to expand that, because I feel kind of limited in my options so far.
This is your shop, buddy, right here.
Upgrades.
I mean, and to be fair, like, isn't that kind of like a usual thing early on in a roguelite?
Being limited,
Where you feel very limited, and it's like the more you play, like the more you're saving things over from runs and stuff like that, and feeling more powerful. And
it's a healing fountain.
Oh,
where have we seen that before? I don't have enough for anything.
Damn, you hate to see it. Is that dude that you saved, the Code Lyoko looking motherfucker? She's still around.
Ooh, good question.
Oh, hello, Lulu.
Oh, it's a compendium. I love compendiums. Oh.
I'm never into compendiums. That was something I wish I was into that for Breath of the Wild.
If I had to guess anybody that was into compendiums, I would have guessed Barrett Courtney.
Nah, man. It's not my
thing. He is here.
Oh, shit.
Let's fucking go.
What's he up to? He's just fucking standing there like a cool, dude. Hey, thanks again for having my back before. Look at the goatee, motherfucker. I'll stick around here for a while, at least until we run out of herbs.
Ran is a typo. Preview build, it happens.
Yeah, I know. So it's like, he a stoner? Why? He's like, I'll hang out here until I smoke all your weed.
Is he a stoner? Look at him. You think he's wearing these sunglasses in the
nighttime?
He's
either like a huge drug dealer, or he's like the like hardcore people, or the hardcore person that like has like the X's on their hands and they don't do any drugs or alcohol or don't have sex.
This man is wearing a trench coat and sunglasses, and it is midnight.
But he's also got a fucking goatee and that really long hair. So it's like, it's either or. There's no in between.
And he's lost in the woods. Like, you think he got lost in the woods because he was sober?
It's fair. It's a fair point, Bless.
They're going to send me back out, but I still want to see. Did I talk to everybody?
Yeah, you talked to...
I talked to Miski.
Yeah, you talked to Miski. She's the compendium person.
Yeah, and then I talked to them.
Yeah, you talked to this dude. Didn't have enough money.
Yeah. Oh, wait. So did I talk to... Let me talk to this person again.
Sasha.
Okay. So, yeah. Ready to learn some things.
Ooh. Here we go.
So this is what I'm talking about. All right. Nice. Cool. Yeah. So you can upgrade your skill set.
I like
it. Right now, I have zero experience. And I don't... That's either because it's a preview build or because I didn't go to the experience things.
Yeah. It's probably that
one. The experience rooms. All right, so let's go back. Let's get back out there. I wonder if different characters have different... Let me go back again and see.
Mm.
If different characters have different skill
like trees. I imagine so, right?
Yeah, because the pictures are all of my character. The character that I'm playing as now. And if you notice, too, when I was playing as... in fact, this is going to be an easy thing to even figure out because I can just do this.
Yeah. Switch over to that big boy. Yeah, Poncho. Yeah. Oh my
Poncho.
God, I fucking love this kid. Yeah, he's got a different set.
And I bet my other character has experience.
Maybe. Let's see. Moment of truth.
Yep, I got five experience. Okay. Not enough to buy anything, but it is something.
It seems like this is going to have like a lot for people to do, playing over and over again with all of these different characters.
I already have the jump.
Yeah, these are like the basic ones.
Yeah, so these are all the basic already unlocked tactics.
Oh, wait, hold on. Go back. To that third one.
Resources?
And then go over to the right. Do you already have this spiritual potency? Increase the amount of... mana points recovered when collecting mana orbs.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's worth it for you.
Why not?
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to switch characters anyway.
Okay.
Gotta click it. I like this emo dude.
And it also seems just this emo person right here. They've got the Naruto run vibe going.
They do.
Yeah. I like them too. And they got a bird friend. You love to see it. So it also, how often is there co-op in a roguelite?
Blessing, that's you, a good question. I mean, none of the ones I've played have had co-op.
Does Spelunky 2 have multiplayer? I forget. I feel like that was a thing that, like, maybe people
possibly
were talking
I've not
about.
Played Spelunky 2.
Mm. But I was noticing that when you were going over to the character select, like,
yeah. Oh my god, look at this tree guy.
Whoa, you're just straight up fighting a tree trunk. I don't like it. It seems like, oh, they're dropping stuff. What are these toad dudes dropping? I don't like it.
I don't know, but they look like bombs to me.
Yeah.
I feel like if I touch it, it's going to explode.
Yeah, probably. But just touch it, just in case. Oh, he's got a shield.
Let's touch it. I'm going to touch
it. Oh, you know what?
Oh, I collect
them.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, that's good.
Can you throw them? I'm wondering if they're like, what'll help this tree trunk shield explode. Oh, no. Here we go. Yep. Here we go. Oh, he's falling and he can't get up.
He's like the commercial. Oh, there we go. I think I just knocked shit. His shield off.
Yeah,
and now I'm just getting crits
there
on
you
him.
Critical. Oh my god, bless. I shouldn't be
and
surprised after after you've beaten Donkey Kong 64 with how good of a gamer you are.
Oh, you know, man. It's what I do.
So it's what blue, I do. What are these blue things you got over here?
I don't know, but I cannot pick them up.
Damn.
Oh, yes, I can. I just had to click A for some reason.
Gotcha.
Cool. I don't know what those did, but...
Still exciting that you're collecting it. You're collecting shit. What's this book? No, if Kevin was here, he would be very anti-going into books right now.
Kevin doesn't like reading.
He's anti-reading.
Mm. This makes no sense. Why would the bracelet be here? Wait, I hear something. Or I hear someone talking.
All right, so I guess we're getting Rumi's story chapter one. Yeah, there we go. That's cool. Yeah, I love their whole vibe. I love the purple hair. Their hood.
Yeah.
I love the I love their outfit too.
Yes, but I don't understand what.
Kid Rumi.
Yes, Kalari, forgive me. Or wait. Oh yeah, I guess that is a kid voice, right? Like higher pitch. Only stop mumbling and speak your mind, child. These are all the same voice. I thought we were done with this lesson. I see.
What are these voices, Blessing?
They change it. Like, every time the character switches, the voice is going to change.
Dude, I love you, but like you're no Andy Cortez.
I'm not. Right. I cannot do voices, but I still like trying. The student believes she has a say this in the duration of my lessons. Of course not, Kalari. It's just what we've been over it for weeks, and I'm getting bored. All we've done is talk about my responsibilities and what the people in the village expect of me. When will you teach me about magic? Patience, child. You'll need to learn. You'll learn what I teach when I decide to teach it.
Damn.
Is that understood?
Get fucked.
Dude, go on him. I respect to Kalari.
I love Kalari's hair. It's dope as hell.
Yeah, Kalari has... Kalari's,
like, she's doing the braid, but then she's like putting the two braids together into like almost like a beard looking thing. But it works. It works.
If I was chosen by the Pachamama, like you said, doesn't that mean I'm already better than everyone else? That's like me when in third grade they made me the line leader. You know,
God, you must
be in the front
so
of the line.
Annoying as the line leader as a
kid. Because my last name is Adeoye. And so, if you organize this alphabetically, I was always in front.
Mm.
And so, like, whenever I was line leader, I was like, let's freaking go. Nice. Which in third and fourth grade was all the time because it was always alphabetical. And so I was always line leader. It was great.
I feel like I was line leader like once or twice. Like, it was not always recurring, but every once in a while, I'd be like the first name since I was a C name. But yeah, it wasn't super often.
Yeah, being an A name and also being also having D as the second letter of the A name, I was always number one, except for whenever you would have an Adams. There was an Adams in class. Yeah. Boom, number two. Always it felt bad every single time.
Yeah.
All right, a lot of narrative here, which is exciting. I'm gonna skip through it.
It's
though,
really
I'm
cool.
Gonna, I'm gonna save that for when I play the final release.
And that's something that I really enjoyed about Hades was the story and like learning about the characters and stuff like that, and to see them to see this developer with their own game, like try to do that with all of the playable characters, I think is really cool.
Yeah.
I can't wait to like...
It's always
like,
fascinating.
I'm convinced
to see,
at this point of like you said 2021 for this game. Like,
yeah,
this is like on my like watch list. Right,
I want to play this. Yeah. Yeah. No. Like I when we got this first impression, I got the code. I was like, all right, cool. Yeah, this is gonna be fun for first impressions, but I'm probably not gonna pay attention to it after afterwards. And now that I'm playing it, I'm like, oh no, this seems like it's fun. This seems like it could be
like
a good time.
I want to know like what Rumi's the rest of Rumi's story is. Naira, I think her story, who we were playing as before, Hat Girl, not a very Hat Kid, not a very clever name, but you know, whatever. Yeah, like I'm interested to see like what these characters are all
Can
about.
You look up what the name of the character from Hat in Time is?
Let's see.
Because I've Hat Kid has to be a reference. Like we got characters
she looks
like,
way too close.
We got characters like Rumi and Killari, and it's like,
oh no, holy shit, wait.
Is her?
A Hat in Time follows Hat Kid, a little girl trying to return to her home world via spaceship.
Okay, so it is the same character.
So it is the same character.
What? That's awesome.
Shows
Hat in Time
I
is
know.
One of those games that I've wanted to play forever, and I just never got around to it.
Yeah, I would see it like, I think it came out when I was working at IGN, and I didn't get assigned to work on it, so I only like saw it like on someone's screen like every once in a while. Yeah, that was pretty much it.
We're playing as Hat Kid after this for one more run.
Okay, all right.
I was going to end it after this run, but now I have to play as Hat Kid, and I have to know.
Yeah, that's so interesting, because yeah, Toonchi, of course, not actually made by Lil Wayne. Developer Leap Game Studios, publisher Hype Train Digital.
Yeah.
And A Hat in Time, developed by Gears for Breakfast. Publisher was Humble Bundle.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hype Train, I believe, published like Police Stories, and like, that's like the only other game I can think of.
Really?
In fact, is there a way? I'm just going to go back to camp.
Okay.
Because I want to play as Hat Girl.
Okay.
Hat Kid.
Let's see, our games, Police Stories. This sounds familiar. Why does it sound so familiar?
It was, I think it might have been in a Nintendo Direct or something.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Yep, it was.
I think it's supposed to be like a tactical Hotline Miami looking kind of thing.
Leap
game. If I got the right game in mind.
Like, I want to know if, like, the developers of Hat in Time, like... broke off and like made this game. I'm so confused. Like, why they?
I mean, they might
this...
just be friends, right? They might have hit them up and been like, "Yo, we got this cool looking game." The Hat in Time folks were like, "Whoa, this looks sick! Yeah, let's put them in there as like a cool thing."
It's true.
You know how these indie developers do? Shovel Knight's in like 50 different games. Woof, made that
like,
Hat Kid.
Shovel Knight, come on, iconic.
I mean, a lot of people say the same thing about
Hat
Kid
from A Hat in Time is. On the same level as Shovel Knight. No disrespect.
I wouldn't say on the same level, but like, if we're talking about iconic indie game characters, I'm sure people would put Hat Kid in there.
Yeah, I mean, like, I was able to like, kind of pull
like
that out of my brain.
Yeah, like we saw Hat Kid, and we're like, that looks like the person from Hat in Time.
Yeah. And look at that, we were right. Never wrong on this channel. Blessing
never around. Wrong.
Yeah.
First impressions, we've never gotten a thing wrong. Just watch our watch our Mario 35 video.
Yeah, you guys knew everything about that game when you started.
We knew everything about that game from the get-go. This seems like a power-up I'm going to get.
Get some power-ups, my dude.
Let's get some power-ups.
Now, the one thing here, and I don't know if like how this game is going to be... like the, not the design, there's a specific word I'm looking for. Structured, I guess, of like, once you get into a certain amount of rooms, will you change like areas and stuff like that? There doesn't seem to be like a huge variety in enemies, which I could see being tiring after a bit.
Yeah, I know for a fact there are going to be like more worlds because like the preview build we have only has this first world in it.
Okay.
And I assume like Hades, right? Like once you get to a new world, you'll have new enemies introduced and all that stuff.
Oh my god, this fucking monkey!
But I will say there are some like even though I think the combat is like decently fun, some of these enemies are annoying.
Yeah.
Like I do not love the amount of frogs they put on screen while the monkey is out here like. Doing this business, I don't love this.
fucking. Oh, it wasn't the same monkey. I thought it was like going back and forth to fuck with you.
I thought it was the same monkey too.
Nice, nailed it.
Ooh, and I got an upgrade. Guardian's flight. If you're doing an air dash, you can glide and drop damaging pellets until you reach the ground.
Whoa,
that's cool.
Test it out.
I think it's this. Wait, hold on. I don't get it. Maybe if there's enemies on screen, it would automatically do it.
Maybe.
Let's go save this person.
Uh-oh. More frogs. Yeah, what are these like bomb looking things that you can collect, dude? Did we figure that out?
No.
Okay.
I have no idea. Maybe you give them to somebody back at the camp or something.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know what this dash thing is. Maybe it's a counter? Once I turn red. And then the pellets drop. Who knows?
Fuck. Oh god. These motherfucking monkeys.
So I only had to get like one hit on these monkeys.
Which is nice, but it's just the amount that they like pop in and out.
Yeah, definitely. And like the depth perception makes it difficult too, because I never know when I'm in front of them or not.
Yeah, that's something like, even though like the art style is really pretty, I could, even without playing, I can tell that that
it's hard to like line up with enemies at points.
Slightly similar. I don't think it was that bad, but that, like, I remember having some of that problem with Battletoads, and I think this is like kind of like with this art style and like the 2D but kind of different planes that you can be on for a beat 'em up, you're gonna get some of that. Wait, so was there no person to save?
Yeah, I was gonna say, where is the person? Did I kill them on accident? Like,
you know what though? It might have just been like you save that one dude in this area. Like maybe there's just like one character to save in each world, you know? So maybe just like the Code Lyoko kid room will always pop up, but you've already saved him. So he doesn't appear there.
Which I feel like would be a weird choice, but that also might, again, be like a preview thing.
Yeah.
Of like, hey, we're still making this game.
Mm-hmm.
Also, again, you can't hear it. The music is great, Barrett.
I'm excited to edit it and like and listen to this music. I'm ready to boogie down. Oh my god.
Alright, I'm gonna make this the last room before I wrap up.
Okay. I'm pulling for you. I want you to beat this room. Because it seems
I'm not using my special yet. Oh, I can't use it, I guess.
Damn. You hate to see it.
Hate to see it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, get the combos going.
Yeah, you gotta utilize the air combat here, man.
Yeah, the air juggles.
God, this game's pretty.
It's really pretty. What? Did you just take that thing off the ground?
Damn, dude. Get fucked, Blessing.
Wow, I can't believe that happened to me like that. Wait. There are more enemies over here? Yeah, they are.
Oh, shit. Yeah, this is like a long room. What the hell?
Yeah.
Oh, look out for him.
Oh, no. Oh, damn. No. Heal.
Bless.
Oh, I got nothing.
You don't have any potions. Oh, no. Bless. What? No.
Thank you so much, Kauri, for bringing me back to camp. I really appreciate them making a roguelite beat 'em up game in a setting that I wouldn't even like imagine a beat 'em up would take place, right?
Yeah,
like, when I think beat 'em up, I think Double Dragon.
This is definitely like a overall like kind of a unique and fresh take on like a roguelike. There's no difference. You can't convince me
otherwise.
Oh,
there's a difference. Trust me.
And so
the roguelike
like,
fans will tell you.
And again, like I only have like very little experience with like Dead Cells from a couple of years ago and Hades. So this is like a kind of a fresh vibe for the genre to get me interested at least. So I'm definitely I do have some concerns. Granted, we are playing a very early preview build, but I'm definitely, this is still going to be on my watch list to check out when it comes out next year.
Same. Again, spring 2021, ladies and gentlemen. Let us know what you think of Toonchi, spelt with an E at the end, not like the Lil Wayne Toonchi. It's a different
Toonchi.
Let us know what you think in the comments below.
And Lil Wayne, if you're watching this, hi.
Hi. Also, Lil Wayne, leave a comment. Let us know what you think of Toonchi. This has been First Impressions. Of course, you can watch it right here on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames or on podcast services around the globe. I've been Blessing. That's been Barrett. Until next time, Toonchi.